Today we have a special Heard on the Street. That's where we go out and find people making music. We hear a dance troupe from Cambodia, Native American tribal dancers out of Virginia, and we start with Mekong River musicians from Vietnam.
Miriam Isaacs is my name, and Yiddish is my native language. So I come from a tradition where we've been busy collecting folk stuff for, you know, about a century, a little more than a century. For each area, I've learned not only new things, but new ways of seeing a region. I was just surprised by, you know, that they have like somebody teaching Bollywood dancing from Northern Ireland, or that in Virginia they would bring in real African musicians to look at the African American roots rather than just have the Queen serve tea, you know, and just that whole, you know, perspective on how cultures work is really impressive.
I'm Suvan Thanh. Oh, I enjoy very much. I'm from Cambodia, so I understand the Cambodian tradition. They borrow our dance also from the Cambodian temple, because at the Cambodian temple, we have our own troupe, you know. Everywhere you find in the world, if you have the Cambodian temple, you always find the Cambodian dancers, Cambodian musicians. You know, we teach children. That's a part of the conservation of the Cambodian culture.
My name is Donald Dunga from Nigeria. I've seen a Mexican group with the large hats on. Yeah, and the animal heads, and the kind of grotesque masks, and that kind of, it has a striking resemblance to what we do back home. They try to recapture the images of the evil spirits that might haunt them, and try to use the same throughout, you know, to try to, you know, like, chase those evil spirits away. So it's the same kind of thing we do in Nigeria, too. It's taught me that we're pretty much the same all over the world. This is very difficult to see something here and not like it. I like the way people, you know, can demonstrate the way they live. You've seen the log cabins, how they are made from scratch up. I've seen how people make, you know, pretty much everything about the way they live, and I love it.
Those were the voices of Donald Dunga of Nigeria, Suvan Thanh, president of the Cambodian Society in Silver Spring, Maryland, and Miriam Isaacs, a teacher at the University of Maryland, all visitors to this year's Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington, D.C.